Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and I love Him. God is good. God is able. God is able to move on your behalf, and He's just. And God is true to us. The Lord has always been true to mankind. And He loves us with the most selfless love I have ever experienced in all my days. The agape love of Jesus stays on my mind. I thought about something today that I love people, based on how Jesus loves us. But in 1987, I asked the Lord to teach me how to love His people. And He gave me so much revelation about love and how to love people over time. And the reason I kept that revelation is because I practiced it. And that's what you have to do. Thank God, for once, I was not a forgetful hearer. I practiced what he said. And as I obeyed Him, it kind of compounded in the greater teachings, because He taught me how He loves, and I saw what it could do. My ability to use faith increased as well. Also, my emotion level, I became strong in my emotions. Instead of my emotions controlling me, I was able to control my emotions. I was able to control anger, which was the reason I asked the Lord to teach me how to love His people in the first place. And people never knew me as a person that could be angry, but I could be angry. And when I get angry, I could be very angry. And I could fight almost without remorse. So, not bragging on that, I didn't like to see people bully other people. When I was in like grade school, people would try to bully me. And when I used to ride mini bikes and motorcycles, I was young when I started riding a motorcycle. I had a Kawasaki 100. My dad got it for me when I was 12. So by the time I got high school age, people thought they could take it. And that's when I started fighting. As a much younger kid, I remember the older guys would take your mini bike or motorcycle, whatever you had, and ride the gas out of it. You had to push it on. So when I started fighting, it didn't bother me if I had to fight. And that's not a part of my life. It's good to just stand up for yourself. But I used that warfare mode against Satan. And the Lord taught me this, that the enemy is the reason behind everything. It's not people. The enemy put people up to stuff that they shouldn't do. And some people are bullies, but when they know you'll stand up to them, they always act like they got good sense again. So he didn't just teach me how to love people. Later on, He taught me warfare. He taught me how to fight and resist the enemy. And he taught me things about warfare. Different thing at different times, it was different things, different reasons for it. He taught me how to stand. But I'm going to focus more on what He taught me about love and how it compounded in my life. And all I wanted to do was not mess up something, not get in a fight and make everything, just make a mess. I didn't want to do that. So whatever He taught me about love, I embraced it. Now, I wanted a relationship with Him, and that's why I went to a Pentecostal church. And I wanted to know God. I wanted to understand His ways. I wanted to have a relationship with Him. When I read about, the chapters between St. John 14 and 17, how the Holy Spirit will guide us in this life, I wanted that. I used to wonder, why didn't more Christians start businesses and start solving great problems. And they let all that wonderful revelation fall into a mode of just being religious. You know, people don't expect to do nothing but go to church and listen to the pastor and do good in life, but they don't know the Lord will lead you in your careers. He'll lead you in your parenting skills, in your spouse skills. If you're a man, he'll teach you how to be a good husband. That's very important to a quality life. You know, Elder Lewis once said, you know, you want to be a together person. And I said, you know, I do want to. That statement motivated me to want to be a together person. I wanted my whole life to work. And if you're a woman, you know, you need to have the skills of God to be a good wife and then a good mother. And, you know, as a man, you want to be a good husband and a good father. And as a student, see, if you sow good seeds, then you're giving God something to work with. And when God gives you revelation, you can do what you normally couldn't do. And I found out many things that was also true. And all I wanted to do was make sure I walked in love. And God gave me all kind of revelation. I started seeing the needs of others, understanding where they're coming from. People are not always things. Most of the time, things are not like they seem. Sometimes, you know, people may have a rough day. They may say something that you don't like, but many times it's not even meant to be personal. It's just the way that they worded. They may have been in a rough mood that day, and they may have been aggravated by something somebody else did. And then when you came along, you know, you reminded them of something, or either they just vented for some reason. But nevertheless, the teachings that God gave is priceless. Now, I talk about other abilities that I learned about walking in love and the love of God. One thing the love of God would do for you, and many people miss this point, but Paul said in chapter 13, Corinthians 13, that love believes all things. Now, isn't that wonderful? People may not expect that to be a fact, but love, the way of love, as I heard from God, it was so easy for me to receive things that I had no experience in. I knew it was of God because it's like His character. That's the God I know. I hear as Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. A stranger they won't follow." I detect the voice of my Lord in words that people speak. When people say that the Lord told them something, my spiritual ears go up like a German shepherd. You know, a German shepherd sitting on the front porch. If he hear a noise, my ears stand straight up. Well, I want more knowledge of God all the time. So when the Lord speaks, I can detect it. Because of love. I love Him and I want to do His will. I told my daughter, if when you study the word with the intent to do it, that's when you learn from the Lord. Because He's looking for sincerity. When people don't really want to know God, they can't learn Him. It's impossible. If they really love something in this world, if they're satisfied with the knowledge, the status quo, what they know, or what they think they know, religious ideas, Creflo Dollar said today that sometimes, you know, God is trying to usher us into greater truth. But the reason people harden their heart against it is because they listen, they focus on what they've been taught all along religiously. Now, I'm not putting it in the wonderful words way that I can't do like Creflo Dollar did. He had this revelation, you know. But I'm paraphrasing, all right? People are focused on what they know, what they learn, and it takes people so long to grow that way. But when you receive revelation, God will usher you into greater truth. Now, because I asked Him to teach me to love His people, and I intended to do it, I asked Him so I could perform it, so I could do it. and the motives were right. And the more he taught me, the more excited I got about doing it. I was motivated to do this. And nobody's paying me to do this. I wasn't going to get any, in my mind, I wasn't going to get any more blessings for doing it. I did it because I wanted to honor God with my life and not make a mess of things. And so, but I found out the things that he taught me worked so well. And it was much easier to believe God. It was much easier to receive what he said through others. It was so much easier to know what to do when I didn't know what to do. It was so much easier to be patient. It was easier when I hear somebody else speak something that I can't, you know, they have a knowledge that I didn't have. That there was no jealousy. There was no animosity. There was no Cain jealousy. I just get excited. You know, it's good to be free from Satan's junk. When you see things that you, if somebody's got driving the car you wish you had, for instance, or if, you know, if you see, when you see beautiful people out there, you love them. It's good. They don't stay on your mind like it is when you're groomed by the world. You can't shake off things that's attractive or things that you desire. Some people go get in debt because they got to have this car. They love this car. They can't wait to get, they love the way it sounds, the way it looks. They can't shake it off their mind. Well, with the love of God, you can, because you can control every desire you can ever have. It's under the word of God, puts it under your control. And as you love, if God is your focus and you love him and his ways and his will and his people, you know that you can have whatever you ask eventually. And timing is important. You know, when you have young children, you don't need a car anyway. You need a minivan. And eventually you're going, you know, they finally made a car I desire. Since I brought it up that way. In 2015, Ford finally made a car that I really wanted. Before that, Dodge made the Charger. And I like cars like that. I like muscle cars. And they finally made one that looked like the original Mustang, but better. And I liked the way it was made. I liked the everything modern in it. It cranks up. You don't have to work on it all the time. And it's a high powered 4-cylinder turbo. And I drove, it's nimble. I drove one day. I wanted that car, but the man said, "You want to get it?" I said, "No." I went and drove, test drove. I told him, I said, "I'm not going to buy it. I just want to, this is the car I want. If I can drive it, I'd like to, because I really want to buy one day." He said, "Well, come on, you can drive." He was hoping I'd buy one that day. I said, "No, I'm not going to buy it yet. I got it. I got 3 children. And I'm going to keep my promise to them. I'm going to get all of them a car, and then I'm going to get me one." And I had already got my oldest daughter a car. And my son wanted a truck, and I had to do that. Then I had my younger daughter. It was going to be time for her to get a car. And then after I get all that done, then I get mine. And you know, that's just the order of life. I put it off. So, but that was the year I wanted, and that was the type I wanted. Everything was just like I wanted. And so you do what you got to do first. You don't have to. But see, when you walk in love, you're complete in Christ, and you know it. You feel it. And even some, you don't, people, we don't walk by feelings, but you can, you know you're doing good. You're complete in him. You don't need props and crutches. If Jesus would have came back before I got the car, I would have been all right. I had something else I wanted. I had my dream truck. I drive a 97 Dakota, and when it was new, I had to have that model. But in time, I had a 61 Ford, a classic, and I gave it to my brother-in-law. I said, I'm going to get the one I want. I sold my other one. So, but it was still, again, the kids were young back then. So I had to, I waited until I could get one. I got one at a good time in my life. So, and I needed it. But I enjoy what I had till I get what I want. When you have the love of God in you, you have those abilities. You don't have to have everything today. You're complete in Christ. You don't need props and crutches. You know, the one time the Lord said, break every crutch. You don't have to get it. But see, with the love of God, you can do these things. And you can be all right. And not have something rattling around your mind. I got to get this truck. I got to get this car. Or I can't get my mind off this woman or whatever it is. You can. With God, you can do all things. Now, the reason I brought this is what God put on my heart. He knows what people need. Sometimes it's all right to desire something or a situation or even a wife or a husband. Now, you know you can't have but one. So you need to make it count. But sometimes people can get so engrossed in what they desire and they can't think about nothing else. But with the love of God, I learned that when you love God and his people, you can. It's not just loving God and loving people. It's the revelation that I received. This is the point. When God gives you revelation, you understand many other things with it. When God, any revelation, it's like entering into a glory. And whenever God teaches you something, if you stick with the teaching, if you do what Jesus said and take his yoke upon you and learn of him, life is so much better. That's the point I'm trying to make. I didn't expect to be able to be settled in the things that, you know, I didn't expect to be super content. But that's what happened when I walked in the love of God. I didn't expect to be able to receive revelation promptly from others and things that I couldn't master, and I hear and know it's of God, because love believes all things. And I read the scripture before, but I never connected the dots. I found myself able to adapt and receive revelation that was new to me when other people discounted it. And I'm gonna tell you, I've experienced this more than I desire to talk about, but I've experienced this so much, more than not. People, you tell them a revelation that God gave you, and you know God gave you, you've used it, you've experienced, and the religious crowd and just even wonderful people, they don't always see the point. They don't always see it that way. They're slow to receive revelation. Christian people can be so slow to receive godly revelation that is pathetic. And Creflo Dollar nailed it on the head today. And today's date is this is March the 23rd, 2022. It's Wednesday, March 23rd, 2022. Now, I saw him on TV today. I don't know when he did the broadcast, but it aired today. He said people harden their heart against, you know, what the revelation that, now again, I'm not quoting him perfectly, but God is trying, he showed us how God desires to help us grow into the next glory, or help us to grow in life and do things spiritually. And he's ready to help us learn it. The Holy Spirit will guide you in all truth. But the reason people don't do it is because they're so focused on what they know religiously, or what they're used to, or the status quo. Just like when I first went to the Pentecostal church, Holiness Church, and learned about the Holy Spirit, we was walking around the church one day, praying and claiming what we needed, you know, and I said, this is just what they did with the walls of Jericho, you know. And the pastor had us walking around the church, I said, Lord, by the Holy Spirit, you can give me a business. You can give me business ideas. You can give me things that will work. Lo and behold, in my business, the Lord taught me things. If you go to school to be a mechanic like I did in 1983, and you start working on cars 3 years later, your education is, you know, it's not up to par. So I'm working on systems I never learned about. And then I had to, even the cars that I went to school and learned well, I was out of school so long, but my education was still there, but I hadn't been practicing it, you know. Just like if you're a few years out of high school, you get rusty in English and math and calculus and even algebra or trigonometry, you know, you can get rusty. So I was 3 years. I didn't start working on cars for myself till 1986. So I wasn't doing it every day like I wanted to. But the Holy Spirit helped me to remember. He brought things back to my remembrance. He showed me witty ways to fix things. And then I rehearsed. I used to rehearse the knowledge that I was learning while I swept Food Giant. I used to work at Food Giant. I got saved in that store, as a matter of fact. Me and Barry put sweeping in 30 minutes because we had a system. But while we were sweeping, and when I would go, I'd go retrieve buggies and work, and I didn't have to, the job was so easy to do, I could think about something else. And I rehearsed how the engine works in my mind all day. And I rehearsed the things that I would learn from Jesus. I would, you know, study a scripture that morning and think about it. And I did the same thing with my mechanic skills. So everything was there for the Holy Spirit to help me with. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth, not just Christian things, not just religious things, but all truth, everything. Anything you want to ask him, he knows. George Washington Carver is a good example. He asked him about a peanut. So what I'm saying is, don't let the good things of God get away. Receive his revelation. There's so much more you're going to learn as you apply. And as we do these things, our lives get better. We ever increase in him. Every time I was faithful with the revelation, and I'm talking about knowledge that God gives. The revelation that John wrote is a revelation. God revealed to John what would happen a lot of times. And he understood it well to the point that God told John to seal it. Now he knows all the ins and outs, because he sealed it. So does Daniel. Daniel sealed it too. But we try to fix it. We try to figure it out. I didn't mean to say fix it. I mean, we try to figure it out. We try to decipher it. You can't do it. The Holy Spirit will guide you when it's time. So all of it's going to happen. But the Holy Spirit is the one who will help us understand what we need to understand from it. So when people think they got it figured out, you know, I know that they wish they had it figured out. but when God gives you revelation knowledge, it ushers you into greater knowledge. You live beyond your years. Now, if I didn't ask the Lord to teach me how to love his people, at the rate I was going, I was going to make a mistake. And God would have had to forgive me. And he would have. I would have learned something from it. But when I asked him to teach me how to love his people, I received revelation knowledge about love. That taught me so many other things. And it made me wish, what else can I ask? Now, my partner in business, Parnell Smith, asked the Lord to teach him wisdom. And that man, I've seen him, he had revelation concerning wisdom. I say that's one of the wisest people I know. He is very wise. And when we had the shop together, he was already a businessman. I was a good mechanic. But and the Lord taught me things about business, and he started teaching me about business in 92. A year later, I was working with Parnell, and Parnell was doing the revelation that God showed me. So receiving revelation and working with Parnell helped me be a much better businessman. He helped me make necessary changes because he had revelation concerning wisdom. I had revelation concerning the love of God. Now that doesn't mean that Parnell didn't know how to love and I was foolish and didn't know how to be wise. I could be wise, but he had the revelation of wisdom and I had the revelation of love. And we worked together. I became a better businessman. He became he got called to the ministry. And he's very wise. So this is why we need to receive revelation. Because we are wasting great, 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 great potential when we don't. Not only do we waste great potential, great, 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 great potential when we don't receive revelation, but when God tried to give us revelation through others, we waste that too. And a lot of other, the opposite of God's word is always true. Love believes all things. I put it this way. Love believes all things that's of God. And love believes the truth about Satan. That's bad. Love believes the foolishness of the fool, and loves him as a person, but love understands that his thoughts and his ways are foolish. But when it comes to the revelation knowledge of God, love believes all things. Love believes things appropriately. So when people that are skeptics, you know, a skeptic, I work with people that's very skeptical. They, if you tell them you're a good idea, they'll tell you why it won't work. So whenever I used to want to do something that's going to make it better for everybody, I had to hide what I was doing. I had to, if I was making a tool that was going to make my job easy, I would put it together in my mind and I would work on it. And people always want to know, what are you making? And I wouldn't tell them because they again, when people are skeptics I'm not just picking on people. This was their normal routine. They tell you how to do it, how it wasn't going to work. You're wasting your time. The boss ought to just buy a new one. I've been there and done all that. I said, I'm going to make me something that's going to make my job easier. I made a wagon to put oil in. For the big trucks, we had a pump to pump gear oil. But the holes would be all over the place. You'd get oil on you trying to carry it around, and it was heavy. I made a dolly, and I made a long hook to put the hose on to keep it from dragging the floor. And I didn't tell them what I was doing when I made it. After I made it, I remember Winfrey said, "This is the best thing you ever made." But see, once people see it, then they can appreciate it. And don't make a mistake. Then you're going to get talked about. So sometimes people are too skeptical. And I knew this. So sometimes I had to hide what I was doing. And then just do it. And then when it worked, then everybody use it. And they don't complain about it anymore. They tell me how I could have did this and did a better. But the same person would have said, don't do it in the first place. So when love doesn't operate like people. Love believes all things. Love tries to make a difference. Love wins souls. Love is interested in winning souls. There are so many Christian people, they're more interested in what they're doing. And they're more interested in life comforts than actually winning souls. Now, That's soul winning is paying tithes and going to church. It's trying to stay out of trouble. You know, you can go that route. We're not saved by works. But if you love God, your life will bear fruit. And the fruit that your life bears will bear fruit. It will win souls. You're designed by God. All you have to do is walk in His kind of love, that agape love of God. Why people wouldn't want to do this, I don't know. But I walk in a supernatural, revelatory peace as I receive things of God and practice it with the intent of fulfilling it. You walk in much greater joy. I know I've done it all. Let's see, I got saved in 83. It was 87, which was 4 years later, when I asked the Lord to teach me to love His people. Now, I was a Bible student. I was a halfway decent Bible student. I gained some ground, but revelation knowledge came to me so much easier after God started teaching me to love His people. And I remember I didn't even give people words of prophetic. I didn't speak prophetically. All these things just started happening from 1987, when the Lord started teaching me about walking in love. Everything elevated more and more. If I learn something, I practice it, and the revelation works together with revelation. I'm talking about the revelation knowledge of God and your ability to see, comprehend, control your emotions, be content. All these things is in the love of God. So if you do what I did and ask the Lord to teach you, He's well-versed in every subject. But I advise people to ask the Lord to teach you how to love like He does, because it's worth it. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our